Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ford Garrison. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jesse Flores. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to third. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Gutteridge steals second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. McQuinn scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Potter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Krivic reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Krivic moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Moore reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 4 to 1, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8 to 1, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, With the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Mills now catching. Luke Hamlin now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0-for-1 in the game. Busch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Busch moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive to right field. Moore throws towards the plate. Mancuso fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mancuso. Busch scores. Hamlin moves to third. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Browns. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. White scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Garrison reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Bill Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Garrison scores. It's 8-6, Browns. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garrison. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 9-6, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-6, Browns. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wilkins pinch hits for Luke Hamlin. Bobby Wilkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Athletics 6. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Mills, and Hall drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 12-6, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 13-6, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Parris now catching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Moore moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mancuso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of White. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Moore scores. Christman goes all the way around to score. It's 16-6, Browns. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 16, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing shortstop. Bill Burgo pinch hits for JoJo White. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Burgo reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Burgo scores. It's 16-7, Browns. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garrison strikes out. One out. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rulo pinch hits for Dick Siebert. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 16-8, Browns. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rulo moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 16, and the Athletics 8. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Burgo now playing right field. Joe Rulo now playing first base. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burgo. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gutteridge moves to third. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. Two outs. It's 17-8, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Burgo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burgo takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgo moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Garrison hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 17, and the Athletics 8. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estilella. Burns reaches second base with a double. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Burns scores. One out. It's 18-8, Browns. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 18, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Parris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parris is 0-for-1 in the game. Parris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Rulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rulo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rulo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estilella moves to second. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bush hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 18, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.